Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
See, the forget-me-not thing kind of works here. With me here today, I don't let you forget me. Alan Hunt in for Max. Keyshawn, J. Will, Max. Presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline.
As I was listening to that rejoin, I would hate me too. You know that? I would really hate me because I have the tendency to be very arrogant, you know? And so just listening to the rejoin, I'm saying to myself, what a jerk that guy is. He should just enjoy the moment. Like, you know, people like the Cleveland Brown fans or fans like the Yankees or teams that haven't had major success or cities that haven't had major success in quite some time.
But
and
he
got
a
jerk like me rubbing it in.
Teams that haven't had success.
You're talking about the Yankees not having success? What do you?
No. I said cities and teams.
All right.
You have to listen, guys. Cities and teams that have not had major success lately, like the Yankees in New York.
27 World Championship.
You know, it
there are 12-year-olds out there who have not experienced the Yankees World Series.
That's fair.
I pray for them every night.
Evan, completely unnecessary to interject at that point, but okay.
But one of the things I didn't say is I didn't say they never won. I just said recent.
Recent, yes.
Like within the last several years.
Well, listen, Key, you know what? You're in a sweet spot, L.A., okay? Lakers, yeah. We get it.
In a good place.
No, I'm just saying. And I have to bring back and channel that arrogant energy and just kind of calm down a little bit. Like you said, Jay, just – act like I've been there before.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just act like I've been there before.
No need to boast.
Yeah. And if I was you, too, I wouldn't like me either.
Well, nobody's. You are just beside yourself with humility, aren't you, these days? It really is impressive stuff. But, you know, we did have the game last night. Speaking of L.A. teams that are successful, at least, like Jay said, maybe a Super Bowl contender, it is the Rams, and they do get a win in a divisional game against the Seahawks. And from there, like we mentioned earlier in the show, I do want to bring it back. Let's just look at that division of one that we saw, guys, as one that might be the best in the NFL. And we did discuss at one point, I think, before the season started, could all four teams make the playoffs with the extra wild card? But if I'm asking you now, going into the fifth week, although we do two of them already played, two still have to play, if you're buying future stock on the teams in this division, are you buying future stock in the Rams? I would say yes, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
That's an easy one.
Yes.
Are you buying future stock in the Seahawks?
Okay. So you just teed that up. I'm texting Evan, and I was trying to text him before you came to that, to ask him, yeah.
The text from Key just says, do you think it's time to look at Pete Carroll?
And this is before you even – I was just doing it as you was talking about the AFC West, and I'm sitting here saying to myself –
serendipity, baby.
Is it time for us to start really breaking Pete down? Or has he done so much for Seattle that he just gets to decide when to leave on his own? Because – although Russell Wilson got hurt last night and Russell was in the game, it might have turned out the outcome might have been different. I get all of that. But that defense, it just hasn't been the same since Earl Thomas and Sherm and Cam Chancellor and that whole group were together. And it's just like they keep trying to
replicate it,
repeat, wash, do it all over again, and it's not happening. Has Pete lost his fastball?
Well, or is it just it's not easy to rebuild something that was one of the great defenses of all time, right? Like, it's not that simple to do.
Here's what I would say. And I would, as they say, push back on you in these situations. I've watched other organizations lose guys and continue to still have quality defenses when that particular side of the ball was the staple of the team for many years. I'd take a look at the Pittsburgh Steelers, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
They lose players. Troy Polamalu leaves, Ryan Clark leaves. You know, they go out and they get them and they just recycle them, right?
Right.
So I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, the Rams, for instance,
they lose coordinators. They've lost a coordinator for three straight years,
they
right?
Become head coaches, right?
And so I just don't know.
Well, Keith, I would then ask you if you're saying it's time potentially for change, who does that change start with? Like, who's the replacement for Pete Carroll?
Well, it's not time for a change. It's more of a, do we start to really dissect him and start really breaking it down, or does Ken Norton Jr. get all the blame because he's the defensive coordinator?
Well, they've allowed 450-plus total yards in four straight games, the longest streak in team history, according to ESPN Stats and Information Research, tied for the longest streak in NFL history. Key, that side of the ball is making the wrong kind of history when they used to make the right kind. And would you look at the offense and think, well, that's the problem? I don't think it is. It's the other side of the ball that clearly is a problem. Jamal Adams was somebody they brought in.
Well, he was getting work.
Somebody text me that's a Jet fan last night, not Evan and not you, Alan.
Not me.
And they go to me, well, how do those two ones look now?
Mm-hmm. You know, can't wait, baby.
Yep.
That part's true, but they have been – you could see that they were trying to bring in elements to rebuild that defense. But their issue is on the other side of the ball, and isn't that – again, when you look at Pete Carroll, I mean, that was their, like you said, staple. That was their calling card. That was their – here it is, their identity. That was their identity when they were great, when they were a Super Bowl contender, when they were winning a Super Bowl. That was their identity. They have – I guess maybe that's what the question is to ask, Key – has Pete Carroll and the Seahawks lost their identity?
That's what, and that would go with his fastball to me, because when I look at teams, and I'm just sitting here thinking in my head, I look at the Denver Broncos. They've had coaches come in, coaches go out, players leave. When they went to the Super Bowl, they completely dismantled the secondary. They got rid of Harris. They got rid of Tlaib. They got and then they still maintain a certain integrity on the defensive side of the ball because they brought in other guys. And I know we give John Elway a lot of flack because of the quarterback position, but he's done other things in other areas on the team that gave them some sort of strength. And I don't know that Pete has done that with the defense. I know they've tried, but they haven't done it. Like, this is a whole new batch of secondary guys. I mean, when you think about it, They had Griffin there. He's no longer there anymore. You know, and then they bring in Jamal Adams. So it's kind of like they still trying to get it right, and they haven't been able to get it right. And you wonder, have he lost his fastball?
Just relies upon the offense to do so much, and that puts so much more pressure on Russell Wilson. And obviously last night when he goes down, Geno Smith is trying to keep them in the game. But you just need him to be prolific. But he can't be prolific if you don't have a defense that keeps other teams off the field.
But then again, when you mention the offensive side of the ball, we complain that they didn't give Russell Wilson enough on the offensive side of the ball because they didn't have protection on the offensive line. They wasn't drafting guys and developing right, or they wasn't signing free agents because they couldn't, for whatever reason, figure out the money side of it. And so we talked about that, even though the offense seemed like it was going in the right direction because of the quarterback.
Right. And it looked like they were also making sure to focus on that side because they had the quarterback. And by that, maybe they did lose a little bit on the defensive side. We'll continue this conversation about that division and, of course, futures on every NFL team as well.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Now let's get to it. Keyshawn, J. Will, Max. We're coming to you live from Seaport District, Pier 17. 17. Brought to you by Chase. All right, four downs. Brought to you by Geico. Happy Geico-ween. I was told to read that. Switch to Geico and see if saving money is in your future. It's a dad joke, right? All right. First down.
First down. Giants at Cowboys.
Sunday, 4:25 Eastern. Dallas laying 7 in this game, over under 52. FPI has the Cowboys at 72.8%. Guys, do we see a potential for the Giants to send a message based off what we saw last week?
You know, this is one of those football games, in my opinion, Alan, that records could go out of the window. But I think the Dallas Cowboys are way above the New York Giants in terms of personnel and play, in terms of coaching staff, as well as everything you could think of from the quarterback position to the receiver position, even at the running back spot. Their defense is getting better in Dallas, and we all complained about them last year. In the past, what has been the Achilles heel for the Dallas Cowboys? It's been the defense. Now, the Giants are certainly moving in the right direction. Daniel Jones was NFC Offensive Player of the Week last week, but there's not enough on that team to get anything accomplished in Dallas.
I don't know about that, Key. You said throw the records out the window. I think you have to when you think about divisional rivalry games like this. And Saquon Barkley is due for a breakout game. It seemed like he was close to that last game, but I think the defense of Dallas is going to be interesting. Trayvon Diggs obviously at getting multiple turnovers this year, interceptions. We'll see how Daniel Jones plays. But I think the talent is there for the Giants, and these are the type of games that you can't put it by them that they can win.
You know, the Cowboys are looking for their first 4-1 start since 2016, and also against the Giants, 12-4. Since 2013. That's their best winning percentage against any team they've faced at least five times in that span. So some history between these two teams. All right, huddle up.
Second down. Bears at Raiders.
Yes, another Sunday 4 o'clock game, Eastern, of course. Vegas laying 5.5, over under at 44. FPI tells us Raiders 62.3% chance to win. What do we see, guys?
The Raiders got to bounce back. The Chicago Bears have got a young quarterback starting in Justin Fields, taking a long trip to Las Vegas. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So when you think about where the Raiders are, they can't fall too far behind in the AFC West because of the Denver Broncos, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Los Angeles Chargers certainly shellacked them as we all watched on Monday Night Football. Carr needs to get back to being Carr. He needs to start to play better. Also, he had a great start to the season. Now let's continue to do those sort of things. The defensive secondary needs to shore up against this young Justin Fields at quarterback for the Chicago Bears. They should be able to pull it out, but who knows? When you get young guns like that, they don't know what to do. They just go out there, play reckless, and sometimes they come out with a W.
Yeah, Derek Carr has to be hot offensively because they can't be a one-dimensional team. That means him just dropping back and passing the ball continuously, right? Josh Jacobs coming off that injury.
Yeah,
we saw him that last game. They need to establish a run game. And speaking of the run game, I think that puts more pressure on the Bears. Not having David Montgomery is a huge loss for them. And now you're putting pressure on Justin Fields to do more with his arm. Will there be more attempts for Allen Robinson? I think the Raiders win this one at home.
You know, do more with his arm. So Justin Fields, 0 passing touchdowns so far. The last Bears quarterback with 0 passing touchdown in his first career starts, you go back to 1988, Jim Harbaugh.
Wow.
So there you go. All right, huddle up.
Third down, Browns at Chargers.
Is it corny when I say huddle up? I just feel like it's the best way next down, right?
Bring it in. Man, maybe bring it in is better.
Bring it in?
Bring it in.
Bring it. Key, what do they say on the field? Like, you know, do you actually say huddle up or do you just do it?
No, huddle up.
All right, so okay. I'm doing it right. Okay.
You take your hands and you go, Huddle up.
All right, awesome. So, Sunday again, 4 o'clock Eastern. We like these games. Chargers laying 2, over under 47. Chargers at 54.7% according to FPI. What do we see in this very sneaky good AFC game?
I'm glad you said that, because I was going to say this is probably a quiet, good game in all the games on Sunday. The Browns are coming to the Chargers. The Chargers are red hot right now. Justin Herbert, those wide receivers, and Keenan Allen, along with Mike Williams, Austin Eckler at the running back spot. But flip to the defensive side of the ball. Mm-hmm. This is where you're going to get your money's worth. You're going to get it from Derwin James and Bosa and, Samuel Jr. When you look at Asante Samuel Jr. learning how to play in the National Football League, going up and challenging Odell Beckham Jr. will certainly be a must-see television football watch game. Baker Mayfield, is he injured? How much is he injured? Will it affect what he's able to do on the offensive side of the ball for the Cleveland Browns? Will it be run heavy against this Los Angeles Chargers defense? We'll see, but in the end, I still think the Chargers will win.
It's going to have to be run heavy. I mean, that's how the Cleveland Browns play. I think this Chargers defense is better than expected, you know, holding the Raiders to 14 points and limiting the run game. But, you know, Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, that's a different dual attack right there on the ground. I think that gives Baker Mayfield a lot of flexibility with how he can play with his wide receiving core. I'm still going to take the Chargers. This is going to be a great game, though.
Yeah, it could be ground and pound versus an aerial attack. Browns looking to start 4-1 for only the second time. For the second straight season. Before that, last time they started 4-1 or better, 1994. What a year. All right, huddle up.
Fourth down.
You don't sound like a quarterback.
Bills. No. At
Chiefs. Your voice just be a little... Your voice, you don't sound like a quarterback.
Well, I'm in a
your
studio. I got a mic right in front of me. You really want me to?
You sound like Matt Nagy at the podium.
No, you got to give a little more ump to
no,
it.
No, I do not sound like Matt Nagy. I got a little
Alan,
more in my chest.
You have to a little more ump to it. Huddle up!
There you go.
Is that better?
I like that.
Yeah.
Got my attention.
I could do it.
That's right. I get it.
Omaha!
What game are we at, man?
We are at Bills Chiefs, I think. Sunday, this is the Sunday night game. Kansas City laying 2.5, over under 56.5. Bills, FPI says just a slight edge at 50.9%. AFC Championship preview, maybe?
Yes, this is a big test for the Buffalo Bills, not for the Kansas City Chiefs. We kind of know what Kansas City is in terms of Jekyll and Hyde. We understand what their secondary has struggled. We understand the defense hasn't played well. But here's two shutouts for the Buffalo Bills, the Houston Texans and the Miami Dolphins. Now, all of a sudden, you're getting Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, and do I need to mention the quarterback of Patrick Mahomes? So you will not be blanking them. This is a big test. Win or lose, it depends on what the flow of the game looks like, because you could potentially see them, as you mentioned, Allen Hunt, again in the AFC Championship in a rematch.
Where, though, is the question.
All right. Vegas has Kansas City, a 2.5-point favorite at home. Kansas City, we know how prolific their offense is. That defense is very questionable.
Stop the run, please.
I've been saying that I think we do it on this show. We don't give the Bills enough love. I've been on the Bills hard since the beginning of the season. I don't care. It's still hard to shut out a team 35-0 to nothing, or 45-0, regardless of whether they're the Texans or the Dolphins. I don't care. I think this defense is really good. I think they actually get a win on the road in Kansas City.
I like it. Now how good?
He picked the Bills. I bet you won't put no real money on it.
I'll put money on it. I'll put money on it with you.
Didn't you guys do that yesterday?
He'll say that, then he won't bet me.
No.
This is what happens.
This stuff, this
he
this,
likes
this,
his money.
This green stuff.
It stays in your pocket.
It's hard to get, man.
Why give it away?
They're building those casinos in Vegas for a reason.
Fair point.
Sucker born every minute. Hey, but how good have both these teams been? Both teams 18-5 since the start of last season, tied for the best record in the NFL. That, of course, includes the playoffs. We have a bonus down.
Bonus down.
Was I supposed to say huddle up there? I did not. Penn State, let's go to college. Penn State, Iowa. You got to like this game. At Iowa, and it's Iowa laying a 1.5, basically, over under 41. Iowa FPI tells us 59% to win this game. First match between Big Ten teams ranked in the top 5 of the AP poll in the last 5 seasons. Is the Big Ten, that's the conference to watch? And is this the game to watch on Saturday?
I think it's one of the games to watch on Saturday. Look, Penn State comes in at number four against the Iowa Hawkeyes at number three. Kirk Francis has done a tremendous job with the Iowa Hawkeyes in upset, or not upset games, but big games that you anticipate they should win. On the other side, James Franklin, to me, hasn't really had a signature moment as Penn State's head football coach. This could be that signature moment. Yes, he beat Ohio State several years ago. But I'm just talking about where you're right there having an opportunity to really make some noise to show the voters that you belong potentially in the Final Four at the end of the football season. This is a chance to go into Iowa and come out with the W. Plus, you also want to show a bunch of colleges that are out there looking for head coaches that you might want to win this game to impress them.
Yeah, this is a big-time game. I would say this. Penn State has outscored opponents 69-19 in the first half this season. So I think getting out to a quick start against an Iowa offense that can actually put up points, it's going to be pivotal for Penn State.
Yeah, watch these two defenses, too. They can get points for you on turnovers. All right, Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, we're brought to you by Capital One. Getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposits. Another reason banking with Capital One is one of the easiest decisions in the history of decisions. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One N.A., member FDIC. Hey, Key, I'm seeing these shoes, the Adidas, ESPN kind of.
Yeah.
You know I'm a sneaker guy. I see these, and I'm trying to figure out, I mean, you're Key ESPN. How do I get these?
Them. Can you see them?
Key ESPN.
Right here, I took them off my feet so you could see them. See the little ESPN logo on the back right
there?
Yeah,
that's nice right there.
It's like, you know, they're cool, right? So ESPN and Adidas launched a limited edition SportsCenter theme from the 1979 shoe named Adidas Top 10. So these are Adidas. Remember the Adidas Top 10 shoes back in the day?
Yeah.
And so they are limited.
Get the bling.
So remember, you can only get them via Adidas.com, and we have one pair to give away. We just got one pair.
Okay.
I don't know the size of the one pair, but
we'll make the size fit for the winner. How about that?
If it's size 14, I'm good. I'm ready to go.
We'll stretch it or shrink it if we need to fit you. But head over to Twitter, our Twitter feed at Key J and Max, and retweet our tweet just posted for your chance to win. Complete the contest rules at ESPNradio.com. The contest lasts 24 hours. So sign up ASAP. Again, go to Key J and Max. That's K-E-Y-J-A-Y and M-A-X. And you will be able to sign up and get a free pair of these Adidas Top 10 shoes. So
how do they feel on the feet, Key? They feel nice on the feet? They feel cozy?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I got a bunch of Adidas Top 10s. These are the color waves rock. You know what I'm saying? Like, they cool, dog.
No, I do like those.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, those are
sweet. See the inside? Can you see the inside of them?
This is our first giveaway on the show, huh?
See the inside of it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that little Nick Arms for you.
I can fit in the whole shoe.
I could definitely. I see the ESPN logo, the classic ESPN logo on the back.
See the top right here? Yeah.
If I need to get away and hide, I'm just going to go right into Key's shoe. I can fit.
Evan Wilner will be the little producer that lived in a shoe.
Well, what size shoe you wear,
Key?
What size shoe you wear, Key?
Say, man, I'm not getting ready to disclose
you
all
like
that.
You like a 12,
national.
Man. You like a 12,
I tell
13.
Somebody my shoe size, and then they'll be Twitter. It'll be all
you
sorts
like a 12, 13,
crazy.
Key.
You know like, how they do.
Could, yeah. I got a 13, Key.
Yeah,
I got a bigger foot than
Jay,
you.
Jay, you know, hey. I'm not disclosing that.
No, is that personal information?
No, I wear 13, you know, dog.
You know, what size shoe I wear is a personal choice that I make.
No, it's I wear 13. I wear 13.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe that.
Why?
I wear 13.
Like six, I'm just messing with
like
them,
6'4".
Man.
I mean,
what? No, I'm 6'2". I wear 13.
All
right. He calls me short.
No, but that doesn't
what
have anything to do. Never mind.
Never mind. Yes. Let's move forward, please. Move on.
Stand out of that. Disney.
Anyways, if you want to win the shoe.
Disney. Kids are going
don't
to
don't lose your job.
Yes. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. And all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. So why do players love Matt Nagy? I need to know why.
making the decision to move with Justin as a starter.
I don't know what changed in the last 48 hours to make Matt Nagy come to the determination that Justin Fields is now going to be the starter.
I don't know if it's better for Matt Nagy for this thing to blow up, or if you think it's better for him for Justin Fields to be good.
Yeah. Play that yay.
Go ahead.
No, no, I'm not.
What do you mean no,
gonna,
no? What do you mean no?
I'm not going to freestyle right now.
Why not?
Because we got a guest waiting on the guest line.
No, no.
And
no, no,
I want to get into this whole Matt Nagy saga.
We have time. We have time.
Yeah, we have time, Jay. Yeah, go.
No, no, no. You're not going to set me up.
You look real nervous.
No, I'm not real nervous.
You when you're vibing. You and your Red Sox.
There's some songs, yes. There's no need to jab on that. It was a long morning this morning, dressing in the dark.
But there's a good look.
You know, there's songs that you start humming to and you think you know the words, but then you recognize.
You realize you don't.
Mid hum that you don't know the damn words, Key. Like, let me just go ahead and shut my ass up.
There they are. Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Key. Fake it till you make it.
Key, look at our guy right now.
Yeah, that's the socks right there.
He's got
the anchors to try to keep myself anchored.
Oh, he's got his Yacht Rock socks on. I see. You're going all
No comment.
What do you mean no comment? Size 13, Key.
A little,
there you go.
No comment.
A little pop of color. Nothing wrong with
nothing
that.
Wrong with that.
Nothing wrong. No comment.
It's one of those things that when you get dressed early in the morning, and I got my father-in-law, I got parents at the house, I got my brother-in-law, his family at the house.
You borrow his socks?
No, I didn't borrow his socks. These are my socks. But I try, you know, where you put something on, and then it's not until you walk into the studio, you're like, damn, I put that on? Like,
I'm going to have to make it work.
I'm about to make it work, Key.
Listen, man.
That's why I asked if you borrowed his socks.
I have no problem. Are you getting a little scratchy? Turtleneck.
I thought the turtleneck was black, and I found out when I got out the car was brown. I was like, oh damn, that didn't work.
Pop of color in the socks.
A lot of colors. Huh?
Yeah, we going different ways here. Fall colors, Key. Fall colors.
Our next guest is also not afraid of fashion. We've seen Sam Acho in studio. We've seen the way he can certainly rock some colors, and he joins us right now. Light. On the Goodyear Hotline, our ESPN football analyst. Sam, what's going on?
What up, Sam?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Good to be on with y'all.
So, you can definitely understand if Jay is going gray, and what are those dark pants? What is that, blue pants?
The blue pants. Blue pants, red socks.
Yeah, he's going red socks, like to get a little pop of color. You can respect that, can't you?
It's just, I mean, Christmas, the Red Sox, though, like, it's a lot going on. I mean, I feel like we're still in October. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I'm getting ready for the winter months. You know what I mean, Sam? It gets dark, and it gets dark early and gloomy. I'm getting ready for the winter months.
Very.
I don't know what
the
hell.
You want to stand out at nighttime?
I guess so.
I expect it.
All right, let's get to business, Sam. I mentioned something earlier, and I know you're closely, again, connected with Chicago. You played there. You know Matt Nagy. And I felt like there's been a lot of criticism of him, and I'm coming from a reporter standpoint, and I just feel like him at the podium, that's really been the disaster, because it's saying too much, and then having to backtrack on things and explain yourself too much. And I feel like if that's how you are in front of us, I'm trying to figure, how are you in front of your own team? Like, if I don't feel like you're in command, do players? You would know it better than anybody. Is it a different look behind the scenes?
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I played for Matt Nagy in 2018. And so that was his first year in Chicago, my last year in Chicago. When he's in the locker room in front of his team, it's different. Like, when you watch – I watch those interviews. I watched, like, the whole post-game interview and who's going to be the starter, all that. And it was excruciating to watch. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, bro, you're digging yourself a hole.
Yeah.
But when he's in front of his team, it's different. Y'all know how it is. Like, being in a locker room, you can say certain stuff, like what you really believe. But some coaches or people don't want to say all that stuff in the media for whatever reason, right? It might be because you want a competitive advantage, right? Like, that's a lot of his thing is, why would I give away who's my starter or whatever so I could have a competitive advantage, right? Other people might be, man, you want to have a perception of X, Y, and Z. When Matt Nagy's in the locker room, he commands respect, right? That's kind of how he is. He's not like a laugh, joke, have fun, kiki kind of guy. He's very much like about his business. I think the issue is when he gets in front of media, he tries to, you know, Matt Nagy's not super amicable, you know what I mean? But in front of media, he wants to kind of feel, it seems like he wants to kind of be that way. He can't really be his full self in front of the camera on the podium.
Sam,
and that's the issue, right? That's what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Sam, yesterday, Key said that he thinks Matt Nagy will get an extension sometime soon, which made me walk off the set. What do you think would need to happen? How would the Bears need to perform in order for Matt Nagy to get an extension at the end of this year?
Well, it's interesting. I don't even know the contract policies of Matt Nagy or Ryan Pace. So there was a postseason interview last year after not doing well and all the kind of stuff. And like all the reporters were saying, hey, what's up with their contracts? And Ted Phillips, who's the CEO of the team, and George McCaskey, the chairman, they wouldn't divulge that. They're like, hey, we don't talk about it. So there was word that they had an extension like beforehand. And we were like, bro, people in the media or fans or whatever is like, how are y'all continually getting extensions when the team isn't being successful long term? And so to answer T's question, I wouldn't say anytime soon by any means, right? We all saw last year when the Bears got embarrassed by the Green Bay Packers. Like, that was the closest the management was to actually, like, making a firing midseason. Like, Bears got embarrassed, right? And so this year, it got embarrassed by the Browns. But then now you're starting to win a couple games. And so I don't think it's at a point of we're going to give him an extension right now. I think it's more of like, hey, we need to see what you can do. We have a young quarterback. He is now the starter. Are you the quarterback guru that we are? Pretty much quarterback guru we all expected. Remind you, 2018, well, the 2017 season, there was a defensive coach by the name of Vic Fangio who applied for that same head coaching job in Chicago. And a lot of people thought he should get the job. But instead of bringing in him for the job, they ended up having Matt Nagy. And 2018, number one defense under Vic Fangio, he stayed. Matt Nagy, the offense was good. But then Vic left. Pagano came in. The defense took a huge drop off. The offense took a huge drop off. And so there's a little bit of this like residual effect of like, is Nagy the right guy? So I don't think that from what we've seen, he will get an extension anytime soon unless he shows definitively that 2018 wasn't a fluke and that he is the right guy. I get it. The Bears made the playoffs last year, right? 8-8, I get it. You know what I mean? I get it. They made it 2 out of 3. I get all that. But more needs to be seen to show he is the guy for the team. We know Justin Fields is the quarterback, but we need to know with Matt Nagy the coach. Mm.
All right, Sam, we're going to leave it right there. Good to talk to you, my man, and we'll keep an eye on Jay's socks.
I'll call you for some advice, Sam. They're keeping an eye on you. Those socks are keeping an eye on you.
They certainly are. Thanks. All right, that's Sam Acho on the Goodyear Hotline, brought to you by Goodyear. With you for every mile on the road to greatness, Goodyear More Driven, KJM, presented by Progressive Insurance. Take It or Shake It is next.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Take It or Shake It. Key's coaching talk during the break.
Oh my goodness.
Over 3.5 minutes.
Key could literally give you a coach speak press conference saying nothing about anything.
I tuned out anything. For half of it, then I came back and I was like, I feel like he's saying the same thing.
Still good. A monotone.
I don't know what he's saying.
Oh, it's fantastic. But right now it's time for Take It or Shake It. What's up, Evan?
What's up, Alan? Take It or Shake It right. is brought to you by Grainger. Hi, Key. Hi, Jay. Good morning.
Hi, Evan. Good morning.
If the Chargers beat the Browns on Sunday, they will have cemented themselves as the best team in the AFC. Take it or shake it.
Take it.
Take it.
Nope.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. They beat the best team in the AFC, right? That would be Kansas City. I'm assuming Kansas City beats Buffalo. And then I look at Pittsburgh beating Buffalo. I look at Buffalo not beating two opponents in the Miami Dolphins and the Houston Texans. I don't even look. That was like layups and bye weeks. So I have to think that when you beat the Oakland Raiders or the Las Vegas Raiders, the Kansas City Chiefs, and now you take and put it on the chin of the Cleveland Browns, a team that we all think could challenge for the AFC title, five games in, they have to be considered the best in the AFC.
Yeah, I'll go shake it if Buffalo beats up on Kansas City.
Thank you.
Even if the Chargers are able to beat the Browns, I'm gonna have Buffalo as the best team in AFC, not the Chargers.
I'm with you. I mean, absolutely. We can't have that conversation until we see what the Bills do in their matchup this weekend as well. After the weekend, if the Bills lose, then maybe that's the conversation. But
well,
not
I
right
got
now.
Them losing though, Alan. If you heard what I said, I said,
did hear what you said.
Yeah,
I did
so
hear
it's
what
like,
you said, but yeah. It hasn't.
Doesn't mean
yet.
It's gonna happen.
Right?
No, it doesn't mean it. But I think Kansas City beats Buffalo.
Okay. All right. We'll find out.
So Geno Smith almost led the Seahawks to a win last night after replacing Russell Wilson. So Alan and I are going to have mental breakdowns. Ugh. If the quarterbacks in the NFC Championship game are Sam Darnold of the Panthers and Geno Smith of the Seahawks, take it or shake it. I can't even read it.
Just shake. Stop.
Well, first of all, shake,
shake it.
It.
Shake, yeah. It.
Shake,
shake it.
Shake it. Shake it. Neither quarterback will be anywhere close to the NFC Championship game. Geno Smith played well in mop-up duty for Russell Wilson. But come on, man, let's be honest with each other. And Sam Darnold has a chance when they get Christian McCaffrey back. They just got Stephon Gilmore to shore up the secondary. You know, J.C. Horn will be coming back later on. It's going to be Carolina's going to be a tough out, but I don't know that they'll be in the NFC Championship game.
I'm not even going to try to break down that ticket or shake
smart.
It. That's just, yeah, let's
way,
just move forward.
Way too
please.
Many layers. Yes. Let's move on.
It's still painful to even just think about.
Han, I don't know who wrote these questions. I'm sorry. Mm. The Yankees will have a new manager in 2022. Take it or shake it.
Shake it.
Shake it.
Shake it.
No.
Shake it.
Yeah, I think Aaron Boone will still be okay. I mean, they'll bounce back. I know that they've struggled, and that's my Trojan buddy, so yeah. I got to have him be a part of the Yankee land. Plus, if they do get a new manager, that means the Yankees aren't going to be very good, and I'll be able to laugh at y'all a lot.
Yeah, no, thank you. I'll tell you what, if Aaron Boone was going to be fired, he would have been fired already. So it shows you that I think what they have to do is have a philosophical change. That's all it's going to
agreed.
Be there. It's going to be that your math, Brian Cashman, ain't working when it matters most. It gets you 95 wins a year. It gets you a lot of home runs. It gets you too many strikeouts. And it also is getting your fan base really frustrated. So change the math. You don't have to change the people. Just change the math. And maybe, of course, it's going to mean change the personnel because, as we saw last night from Tampa, defense, base running, that's still a big part of baseball.
Well, that's the question. Change the personnel. Get some of the right pieces instead of just having heavy hitters.
You mentioned Tampa Bay. The road to the World Series in the AL goes through Tampa Bay, and the road to the World Series goes through ESPN Radio. Catch all the postseason action presented by AutoZone on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Can I ask one?
Sure.
Because I want to know this one because it's going to, based off of what we just talked about, take it or shake it, the Carolina Panthers are the best team in the NFC South.
Shake it.
You say it so quickly.
Yeah, because it's not, don't do that, man.
What do you mean don't do that?
Because they're not,
the Bucks are getting
good.
Banged up. Are you concerned about them? And I don't know what the Saints
are. Secondary is not good, Key.
Yeah,
I'm not saying they're better than the Bucks, though.
They're good, but I don't, you know, they're good, but New Orleans is going to get better at some point in time. And I think that secondary will shore up for Tampa Bay. But I don't – not yet. A couple more weeks.
So we're not there yet.
Okay.
I'll ask it again in a couple of weeks.
Tampa Bay is 1A. Carolina is 1B, though.
I mean, they're making a push.
They're not far off.
Matt Rhule is the anti-Urban Meyer.
When you ask that in a couple weeks, let us know what Bart's answer is. Baker Mayfield
yes,
is the most replaceable guy in the
you
league.
Know, that was really
take
hurtful.
It or shake it.
It's so messed up.
I didn't even hear what you said because it was so hurtful what you just said there.
That's cold-blooded, Evan. I didn't even know what your take it or shake it was.
No,
what was the question?
Baker Mayfield, most replaceable guy in the league, as Bart said, take it or shake it.
Key?
At that position
he's
or
thinking.
In general?
Most replaceable QB in the league.
Oh, QB in the league.
Yeah, we'll change it up.
Yeah.
Take it.
Take it.
Yeah, I mean, look, he falls in depending on the criteria in which you're looking at, he can, you know, Teddy Bridgewater is replaceable. I mean, there's quarterbacks that are replaceable. But in terms of these teams that have a legitimate shot at getting to the Super Bowl, he's a quarterback that you can replace and get another quarterback that could do some of the same things, if not better.
I'm just going to stop with all the slander on Baker Mayfield. I like Baker Mayfield. I think the kid is the guy, excuse me, not kid, tough as nails. I think he brings that kind of mentality to the table. He obviously needs to get on the same page as OBJ, but he can be a Super Bowl winning quarterback. He has that in him. Is he going to be Aaron Rodgers? Of course you'd rather have Aaron Rodgers. Of course there are people that can replace him, but I think for what he brings to the table, attribute-wise, it pays major dividends for the Browns.
There's more replaceable quarterbacks in this league. If you want to say star, but replaceable, Tua is replaceable, all right?
Yeah, Tua's replaceable. Right? Okay. Yeah,
Tyrod Taylor's replaceable, proven. Doesn't mean that you're better, but still. You know, Jimmy G could be another one in the conversation.
That, take it or shake it, brought to you by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is always there to help. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
Huge matchup after the star. We'll find out if the Giants have a star quarterback.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.